This is 5 minutes to change your life. My name is Joanne Mallon. I'm an author and coach. I love helping people make wee changes that make a massive difference in their lives. Give me 5 minutes of your time today. Just might change your life. Hey, what about you? Welcome to episode 4 of our 5-part series for Stress Awareness Month. Now, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the previous episodes, you can still dive right in here to this one, but I would encourage you to maybe go back, listen. They're only short, and I hope you might pick up some useful tips. Today's episode is particularly for anybody experiencing any kind of stress, because we've all got at least a wee bit of it, but this is particularly for you if you have some kind of ongoing stressful situation happening in your life. Kind of stress that doesn't come and go in short bursts is also often known as chronic stress. This is really the thing that you need to pay attention to, because chronic stress is the particular flavour of stress that brings with it the danger of both mental and physical health problems. It can make you ill. Now, sometimes that's because of the stress itself, because having elevated levels of stress hormones over an extended period of time just isn't good for our bodies, you know. But also, you can run into issues because of the way that you're dealing with your stress in itself. If you're stressed and you tend to cope with it in a way that's unhealthy in and of itself, let's say smoking, drinking alcohol to excess, eating rubbish food, all that kind of stuff, you can see how there's a direct line from that and into negative consequences for your health. And the big challenge within all of that is that whatever's causing your chronic stress probably isn't something that you have a choice about. It's not something you can stop happening, because you might be ill, you might be caring for someone who's ill, you could be navigating a relationship breakdown or issues at work, maybe bereavement, redundancy, divorce, all these kind of things. If you're currently navigating an ongoing stressful situation of any kind, you know, I wish I could wave a magic wand and make it all go away. I really do. I can't do that, but I just want you to know that I hear you, I see you, I feel you, and it will not always be this bad. So what do we do when we're in the thick of the worst and most stressful parts of our lives? Well, as we've talked previously about how mindfulness can help with stress, also how movement can really, really help. And I want to bring those two things together today and just alert you to the anti-stress properties of a particular type of movement, and that is repetitive movement. Okay, so just simple, repetitive, rhythmic movement. I've got some ideas for you, things you might do. They're all fun things, you know, so as I'm going through these options, just pick one that you're going to start today and commit to doing regularly. Now, this could be any type of simple, repetitive, rhythmic movement, because what that does is it puts your mind into a calm and meditative state. You're almost meditating without knowing that you're meditating. So crafts are brilliant for this. So things like sewing, knitting, embroidery. I don't think it's a coincidence that alongside the recent explosion of mental health problems all around the world, we've also seen a huge increase in the popularity of arts and crafts. Everybody's colouring in to distract themselves from the dreadful state of the world. So those are things you could do, anything crafty. Or you could also do jigsaws, Lego, colouring in, as I mentioned. You could even chop up vegetables for your dinner, you know, that kind of rhythmic movement. Just anything repetitive. It's a great de-stressor. It will help you cope with the ongoing stress in your life and hopefully will provide a bit of respite from that stress. So what kind of repetitive physical movement type project thing would be fun for you? What do you fancy doing? Maybe there's something that you've already started and you could pick back up. Things like this, I think we often regard them as being a wee bit frivolous, a wee bit self-indulgent. But if you start to see it as a necessary act of self-care for your physical and mental health, then it becomes a bit easier to give it a place in your life. And it doesn't have to be for long that you do these things. I'm not talking about a whole evening. It could be just 5 minutes that you do whatever your repetitive movement of choice is. So thank you very much for listening. Please do share this with anyone you think might find it useful. Please do start and do something that will help you from today. And you know, also, as I mentioned previously, ratings, reviews, all that stuff, really, really welcome. Please do get in touch. I'll talk to you soon. We'll be back with our fifth and final episode on the topic of stress.